Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us on BizTalk Radio, biztalkradio.com. You know, one of the things that we as Americans need to understand are the complications of our tax laws. Very complicated. But there are those that specialize in it, thank God, and can help us understand. Now, I just saw somewhere that corporations have huge deductions when you go to buy a corporate plane. Well, the reality is most of us will never buy a corporate plane. It's just not in the works. And so, what about the everyday things? What are our rights? What are our abilities to look at the laws and understand what they are? Well, joining us today is a woman who understands everything about the laws as well as being a CPA. She's one of the few that specializes in both. She's a lawyer as well as a CPA. And she is with us today. Her name is Patricia Gentile, and it's GentileCPALaw.com. This is becoming an educational format that we are doing a few times a month because you just can't keep up with the changes. And Patricia, welcome back. It's true, you just can't keep up with the changes. And you know what makes the news is that silly piece of information I just said, that corporations can use huge deductions on their corporate planes. But I mean, why don't we get more tidbits like that? We don't. So that's why we need to do it on a regular basis and have you with us. So welcome.
Thank you, Frankie. You're right. You know, about the airplane deduction for corporations who have, you know, corporate business use and purpose for such items. However, it's relevant. It's all relevant to these types of expenses and what's allowed to conduct your trade and business operations, have the business purpose, are relevant to your type of business. And it doesn't matter the amount or, you know, the cost of the expense. What it is it relevant to your business? And there's a business purpose. It's necessary to conduct your trade and business to have this expenditure and cost. But I've been doing this work since the 1980s, and every single year since then, I take several hours of continuing professional education, workshops, seminars, and conferences to stay up and be on the cutting edge of all these changes. I mean, as it stands now, all of us tax professionals are still up to our elbows in trying to understand the 2018 Federal Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was effective as of January 1st of, you know, this year, 2018, and to make sure that we're doing the right year-end tax planning for both individuals and businesses, and understanding what's going to change in the forms this year. You know, forms are not easy to follow to begin with, the tax form.
No. Absolutely not. That's why we need your help. And on top of it all, this Hurricane Florence affects, as you all know, it affected me personally with my sister being stuck in Wilmington in a hospital all the times for her to fall. She is in the hospital in Wilmington. It's just been a nightmare. No one can get near her because Wilmington, as you know, is now an island. It's so flooded all around.
Yeah.
What about the people that lost their homes? We had a horrible situation right here in outside of Boston on the North Shore, up north, where Andover, Lawrence, and North Andover, 70 plus homes exploded from a gas problem the other day. One fatality, several seriously injured, still in hospitals. And so how do we deal with these disasters with record keepings and because it's going to affect us eventually?
It does, and it's funny because you think this was a natural gas explosion, but hurricanes, obviously, floods, tornadoes, the wildfires, knowing what your area, your geographically is at risk to, you need to come prepare for the disasters and safeguard your tax forms and other financial records. The first thing that you could consider doing is take advantage of electronic record keeping. For example, see if you can receive your bank statements and related documents by email. If you prefer paper, then and you're going to receive in the mail in January, coming in January of this year, you're going to receive Form W-2s and Form 1099s and Form 1098 for your mortgage interest, et cetera. But if you have paper documents, such as W-2s and tax returns, scan them into your computer and then save them in an electronic format. So this is how another way to take advantage of electronic record keeping, or you can simply even create duplicate copies of paper documents and store them in a separate but a safe place, and you do that outside the home. You know, if you're going to do storage, do it separate, meaning outside the home, and make sure that's a safe place as well.
Yes.
There's another consideration is that if you own a business, you want to make sure you create a plan for resuming your operations after a disaster. These are things that, I don't know, you know, you kind of put off thinking I'll get to it,
right?
I'll get to it because, you know, you have your day-to-day priorities and schedule.
It's true. Putting out your own personal fires every day with all of the things that I mean, many of us don't even get through our list at the end of the day, nowhere near it because of the interruptions and the things that happen. So, of course, things like this get on the back burner, but they really shouldn't, because when you are in a position to file, when you have to get things done, the records aren't going to be there. They're misplaced. You can't find them. It goes on and on and on.
Exactly. And believe it or not, even the IRS has what they title, a disaster loss workbook. They actually have that. It's for individual taxpayers and businesses to help you create a record of what you own before disaster strikes. I found that very interesting when I saw that. And, you know, the IRS actually covers on their website, irs.gov, .gov, and their homepage, in the upper right corner of their homepage, they have a search box. So the word, the keyword that you type in is the word disaster. And then see what you'll see that they have a disaster loss workbook, workbooks for people. But if you have at this point been in a situation to date where your records are lost or destroyed by the natural disaster and the unexpected, that natural gas explosion here in Massachusetts was, oh, my God, a shocker, to say the least.
A real shocker. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment with Patricia Gentile. And I have to say that this is great information. Her website is gentilecpalaw.com. And we will be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio. And we will talk about our rights, because we have rights as consumers. We do have rights. And Patricia will talk about our rights when we come back. So stay tuned. You can't count on
me. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at Fine Natural Health Retailers.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And, you know, we don't expect things to happen in life. It's just not part of the plan, but it happens. And disasters are one of them. Joining us today is a CPA and a lawyer. And I just want to stress the power of having someone who understands taxes and understands the legalities to go behind it. It's an incredible combination. It's a dynamic force. It really is. And I can't find anyone out there that I can honestly share with you that's going to fight for your rights better than Patricia Gentile. And she is a real advocate for us hardworking men and women. And so do check her out. Do call her. Do connect with her, because if you're having any kind of issues with your taxes, she may be able to get you some resolution. And, you know, Patricia, it's always a pleasure. Welcome back. And I want to get back on topic here for just a moment, but I have to tell you that we are in a time where many people take advantage of people who are in trouble with the IRS. And people that are looking for help can be very vulnerable. And so I just want to say there are those that will take advantage, and Patricia is not one of those people. I guess that's the best way to say it.
Oh, thank you, Frankie. I appreciate that. No, I'm definitely not those scammers, which is what they are. Please, anybody, you get those threatening phone calls, even of going to be deported or thrown into jail or your home taken away, that is totally a scam. Also, what ends up happening, too, is if you have a tax lien recorded at your registry of deeds on your real estate, usually it's your home, you are also going to get letters in the mail. It's soliciting you by these tax resolution mill houses, so to speak, or factories or scammers who have actually searched the registry of deeds, because it is public record, in order to shoot a letter out to you that looks like it's from the IRS, and it's not. And that says, please pay us or we may levy, or come see us, we'll help you get rid of this. Just
right.
Ignore all that. And
Please ignore it, because I have a friend who got into such hot water that he signed some forms on the West Coast that he's now still paying $500 a month for services that were never rendered, and still has the same IRS issues and problems. So
yep.
It's really important.
Yeah. I represent taxpayers all the time who had that situation happen, nothing got resolved, and then they come to me, and they're paying again, unfortunately. But you know, we get through things efficiently, effectively. We exercise the taxpayers' rights and the right to resolution, and we get a nice resolution, and it gets resolved, and they can sleep now at night, too, and put
Absolutely.
This chapter to bed.
Do tell us what our taxpayer bill of rights are, please.
Well, our taxpayer bill of rights there's 10 taxpayers' rights, and they're outlined in the taxpayer bill of rights that you actually can find this on the IRS's website. However, there's 10 of them, and there's a lot of detail to them and explanation about when a taxpayer would take advantage of them. So I think that we need to put them in simple layman terms so that everybody really does get what our taxpayer bill of rights are. And also to know, because you'd be educated about them, we'd be educated on them, that the IRS expects that all their employees will apply these rights too. Excuse me. To every encounter with a taxpayer, and they don't. They don't always do that. And you have a right to actually call one of those employees on the carpet about that as well.
So can we just share that you have the right to be informed, the right to quality service, the right to pay no more than correct amount of tax, the right to challenge the IRS's position and be heard. That's really critical, Patricia, that right to challenge the IRS's position and be heard, the right to appeal IRS decisions in an independent forum, rights to confidentiality, the right to retain representation, the right to a fair and just tax system, and it goes on and on, right for confidentiality.
And privacy and finality. Some people feel like they're constantly, every tax year, they're going to get an examination letter, or as we know them, as a, you know, an audit. And you can become audited for several years in a row. And unless you're working with a tax professional that sees why there's this, if there is a commonality of a red flag in your returns, especially if you're preparing them yourself, or you're not going to the right tax professional.
Oh, yes, that's another
right.
one. Yeah.
Right. Then, yeah. You can become, a serial, examination, and that's just hell in its own right. But I also wanted to just go back to make sure we end on the closing on that preparing for disasters. If someone at this point has, and it reminds me where we're also talking about audits and examinations, because I've had to assist taxpayers in recreating their records, their lost documents and records for examinations of tax years that have been destroyed by natural disasters or just, mistakes, problems, things you didn't expect, the flooding of the basement, the water heater breaks, et cetera. Make sure you contact before the end of this year, as soon as you can, actually, your bank or your credit card company or vendors that you work with, or your payroll services, and get the paper copies of all these records. And also start today in implementing in your schedule, both as an individual taxpayer and a business, to back up your computer and your information.
Absolutely.
A flash drive.
We are out of time. It goes so fast. Oh, my gosh. Patricia, give us the best website and phone number, please.
Yeah, thank you. I know this. We have so much information to relay, Frankie. It's my phone number is area code 978-454-1145. My website is GentileCPALaw.com.
Thank you so much, Patricia, and we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio. I'm very thankful today because a few weeks ago, I came face to face with my own mortality. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was outrageously high. I really freaked. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a stroke. A friend of mine told me about a company in Chicago making a new product called 120 Life. I got a box in the mail. It was a small 8-ounce bottle. 120 Life is the first and only beverage created from a blend of six natural ingredient, each shown in clinical studies to promote normal blood pressure. As you may know, 120 is that top number you want for healthy blood pressure. Well, I went back to my doctor and I was astounded when he told me my blood pressure was right back in that normal range. Remember the website, 120life.com. They have links to the clinical studies of each ingredient and they're giving away a free week and free shipping for trying it out. 120 Life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, 120 Life.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. That's GreatHealthyWater.com. GreatHealthyWater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. You'll understand the music in just a moment. This is Biz Talk Radio, and joining us is New York Times international best-selling author Andrew Gross, and you know him as well because he's also, on his own, he's extremely successful and award-winning author, but he's also co-authored 5 number one bestsellers with James Patterson, including Judge and Jury, Lifeguard. And he is with us today with his new thriller, Button Man. And Andrew Gross, you've done it again. This book is magnificent, getting rave reviews. But this book is near and dear to you on a couple of levels. And welcome, and share with us why.
Yeah, hi Frankie. Good to be here. You know, it's as you sort of mentioned, I've had a past writing more conventional thrillers done, you know, 11 on my own. And I made a change a couple of books ago and started writing stories that are historically set, and two set in World War II. One of them, my wife's family's story called The One Man, that received a lot of praise. And,
yes.
And then this story, Button Man, which is set between 1905 and 1935, mostly in Lower New York, and traces the rise of a young garment entrepreneur from the streets of the Lower East Side, who eventually has to battle head-to-head against the ruthless Jewish mob, who took control of the garment unions for their own gain. The reason that it's personal is that it's actually my grandfather's story, who was someone who grew up on those streets, who had to leave school at 12 years old to help support his family, apprenticed in a garment factory as a kid, grew to run that factory before he was 20 years old, started a fledgling company, and then, like I mentioned, had to battle the Murder Incorporated and the Jewish mob, who then were the most dominant killers in New York, and then eventually grew his company into, I guess, a national brand. And so I've basically written his story with a few embellishments, and that's one of the reasons it's both a personal and really satisfying book to me.
So the book stems there are two brothers, and were there really did your grandfather have a brother?
Oh yeah, three brothers actually. One
three,
goes
yeah.
into business with Morris Robb, who's the hero of the story, and the other, who's very likable and scarred by a family tragedy, ends up being lured into crime. So it's a story of three brothers. It's a story of conflict with the brothers, and betrayal, and also a story of redemption and forgiveness. Forgiveness, to me, being, I think, the most powerful literary or cinematographic emotion you can play with. So it's a very rich story in on that level and on that family level.
Yeah, it's a fascinating book, absolutely fascinating, Andrew. I mean, I could see this be a movie and absolutely become a great movie.
I'm hoping so as well, so I'm hoping others see it that way.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
it does portray, I think, an era of this country, and certainly New York, but this country that most people really don't know that much about. I mean, you know, what it was like to sort of grow up on the Lower East Side and the kind of poverty and congestion, how there were really only two ways out, one of them being the garment business, which had no barriers to entry, and the other being crime. And both forces were really powerful there. And then there's the whole story of the Jewish mob, And most people sort of don't know much about the Jewish Mafia, but there was a time before the Italians when the Jews were in control of all the bad stuff that was happening, and they were the killers. As a matter of fact, Murder Incorporated, which was part of Meyer Lansky and Louis Lepke, and even Albert Anastasia, who's part of the Italian mob, it was their brainchild, was the first hitmen. They were what's called Murder Incorporated because they were being paid to kill people.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah. In New England area, it was the Lubell brothers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the early days.
No. It's like I said, it's a part where people sort of don't associate Jews with being that ruthless and that bloody. But to grow up on these mean streets, even if you didn't go into crime, you had to be really tough. And I, before I started writing, spent 15 years in the women's clothing business working for my grandfather's company, which by then had become a big diversified firm and actually was on the New York Stock Exchange. And I knew a lot of these sort of first-generational mockers, we called them, these real tough guys who grew up on the streets. And they were just the toughest people you know, and they were running garment companies. And these were people that could make you pee in your pants if they yelled at you. We would call them killers. We'd call them killers slightly affectionately. It was both feared and affectionate. And so it's really, this is a story of tough guys, whether they're the legitimates or the criminals in this case, in the book.
I love the name, by the way, Button Man.
You know what it means? I'm going to put you on the spot.
No, I don't.
Okay, a button man besides the obvious garment connotations, a button man was a mafia hitman in the 30s.
That's
so
right.
So it was slang for a killer. So it sort of perfectly weaves back and forth on the two themes.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Mm. I can't take credit. My publisher actually came up with it as we were arguing about titles, but I think it fits perfectly.
Oh, it fits perfectly. Was it bittersweet to do this story?
Totally. One of the things I did on it was I went to FIT, which I don't know if your listeners would know what that is, but
it's the Fashion
Institute of Technology in New York, and I went up to the archivist there and was looking through a lot of old copies of Women's Wear Daily, trying to get the feel for the times in the 20s, et cetera. And at some point, she said to me that many of the founding fathers of this industry have made their oral histories on tape. And she said, would you like to hear your grandfather's? And I never even knew this was made. And I said, well, of course. And so this was how 35 years after he died, I got to hear his voice all over again, telling these amazing stories of how he started out. And my grandfather, who was kind of a legendary figure in the apparel business, to the day he died, would lift his shirt and show people the knife scars that he got there from Louis Lepke's henchmen who tried to kill him in the early 30s.
Amazing. Gosh.
Yeah. So it's a really rich history that should be brought back alive again for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have to ask you, you have been on this journey for so long. Did you have to break routine to do this book?
Routine meaning?
Did you get so personally involved in it that it kind of...
What I had to do, and you can imagine, was separate fact from the fact that I was also writing a novel. And while I wanted to use fact, and more than fact, lore, the sort of Jewish lore of the times in my own family history, it still is a novel. And I have to make it, you have to make it interesting. And last night, my uncle said to me on the phone, she goes, well, how come you didn't use our last name? I said, Johnny, it's a novel, So there is an element of fiction to it and embellishment. So, in that sense, you have to tread back and forth between, there's if there's sex in the book, you don't want to really think of your grandfather sort of having sex. You obviously have to look at it both as a work of fiction and at the same time something personal.
That's what I was referring to, but you nailed it. And I guess the other part of this story is that we're almost out of time. I was going to ask, why are we not retelling these amazing stories?
Because they're dying off.
I'm so glad
they aren't really attuned to history.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm so glad, though, that you did this. I'm so glad that you wrote Button Man, Andrew Gross. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And come back anytime to talk more about your grandfather and the stories.
My pleasure. Thanks again.
And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. And by the way, Button Man is out wherever books are sold, and it's another great new thriller. So we'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned right here on Biz Talk Radio.
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
I want to be a billionaire.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Joining us now is Dan Sachs, and his new book is out. It's called The Million Dollar Greeting, Today's Best Practices for Profit, Customer Retention, and a Happy Workplace. And the quote on the front of the book is, Sachs embodies all principles of hospitality and abundance. His thoughtful and thorough research is a gift, and it's from Danny Meyer, who is the CEO of Union Square Hospitality Group and the founder of Shake Shack and best-selling author himself. And so, Dan, it's a pleasure. Welcome. You've been in the hospitality industry for a very long time, professor of entrepreneurship, hospitality management. You have gotten your master's in the culinary arts in Paris. What an amazing career you've had. And now this book.
Thanks for having me, Frankie.
And now this book. So let's talk about what's different in the hospitality business today than 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Well, that's a good question. We could talk for hours, but in short, I think one of the biggest characteristics that's started to become more meaningful for people is this idea around incorporating empathy. Sort of caring for others as you'd want to be cared for. Maybe that's an old school golden rule kind of thing. But in hospitality, thinking about empathy as it relates to customer service really seems to be starting to resonate with some leaders that are profiled in the book. And they're leaders that own small independent companies and leaders like the CEO of Hyatt Hotels, who has 110,000 employees.
Yeah. I guess the question becomes, I'm always amazed. I'm in Little Italy in Boston, and I'm surrounded by all of these restaurants. It's just crazy. Every block you go is takeout pizza, eat-in pizza, and it goes on and on. And with the competition being so stiff and so cutthroat, when Starbucks wanted to come into the neighborhood, what was so extraordinary is the connection and the thread of every one of these restaurants and restaurateurs. They all came together and fought as one to keep Starbucks out of the gateway. The opening block of the North End was where it was going to go. And they won. I mean, they intimidated, and you can't imagine the fight. The whole neighborhood was picketing, and it was really kind of cool to be a part of it.
Yeah, I can imagine. We had a similar situation with The Gap in the neighborhood here in Chicago. So I definitely can appreciate that. You know, I think at the end of the day,
customer service and creating great customer service experiences is more a choice that leaders make. You know, it's an active decision. People decide to invest not only in their customers, but really in their employees and making sure that the employees feel valued. And I think in those kinds of circumstances, like you describe in the North End, where everybody feels part of something bigger than themselves, they then that feeling extends to the way customers feel. And when customers feel that way, I'm sure you've had this experience, you become loyal to whatever the brand is, even if it's a pizza shop on the corner. When you know that people see you as a person and an individual rather than a number, it makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about today. And can we talk about Danny Meyer for just a moment? I mean, everything he touches, everything he touches.
Well, I worked for Danny, gosh, back when I was young, a good 20, 25 years ago, when the only thing he had touched was the Union Square Cafe in New York. It was the first restaurant he opened. And so I got to know him well and have continued to appreciate his friendship. And I think what is true about Danny, which is what is true about all the leaders that are profiled in the book, are that they are genuine about their feelings around delivering great customer service. It's not just a plaque on the wall. It is the real deal with them. They're completely authentic, and they're accountable to their employees and their customers. And they engage in active measures to create great experiences on a daily basis, and they put the tools and empower their employees to make that happen. And yeah, that was, you know, more years ago than I'd like to think about. But the reality is that what I think has driven much of Danny's success is that he is a real believer in the Kool-Aid he's making.
Yes. I think you're right. And is that the mark of a great business?
Well, I think the mark, it's multiple steps. It's the start, right? Without the vision and the belief in what you're doing, you know, you can't go anywhere. But the follow-up steps are, I think, equally important, and that came out in the conversations I had with these different leaders, which is that it's great to have an idea, but you have to be consistent about implementing your ideas. You have to be authentic with your employees and accountable to them. And I think also something that's sometimes overlooked but really important is building a sense of community. It's like you talked about in the North End. It's giving people a sense of ownership around your vision, around your company, your business, whatever you're trying to do for people. It doesn't have to be within the hospitality sector. It doesn't have to be a hotel or a restaurant. That's the thing we're most familiar with, but a lot of times it's in businesses that have nothing to do with selling food and beverage, and it's everything about how you care for people.
So give us some of the takeaways from some of these extraordinary business owners that you were able to connect with, like Nick's Pizza.
Well, I think, yeah, Nick's a great example because he's a small entrepreneur. He's only got three small pizza parlors here in the Midwest. And he's really created systems within his company so that his employees sort of own the process. They're in charge of how and why they get promoted.
Oh, well, I have to have you back for a longer segment because this is where we have to go. We haven't even tipped it. Yeah. Hey, Dan, we'll have you back again for a longer segment. But what's the best website and how can people find out more about you and the Million Dollar Greeting?
MillionDollarGreeting.com is the best place to find me, or at DePaul University here in Chicago.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.